Greetings, fine viewers. Welcome to Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. We have a special guest chef for you today, Miss Nancy Robinson, the fantastic author of Around the World Vegan Style. This 312-page cookbook is enriched with 250 meals and 700 recipes, all entirely vegan with no animal additives, and all are absolutely delicious. The plant-based recipes range from popular Asian entrees like Korean bulgogi to treasured desserts like Australian pavlova. Today and tomorrow, we'll have the pleasure of joining Nancy in North Carolina, USA, to have a taste of comforting Southern hospitality, vegan soul food.
I met Nancy about a year ago, Nancy? About 2 years ago. And in our talking, Nancy introduced me to eating vegan style, soul food style. Being born in North Carolina and born in the South, I grew up on biscuits and ham biscuits, sausage biscuits, grits, and the things like this, until I became aware that this was not the proper way to eat. But when I met Nancy, Nancy introduced me that you can still eat the same way and without all of the harm, without all of the killing. So she introduced me to eating Southern style, vegan style, soul food style. And so I tasted Nancy's food and I enjoyed it. She made me aware that we can eat the same way, because people tend to feel more comfortable eating the way they grew up. And so she wanted to introduce this to the world, and I want to help her to introduce this because people need to be aware.
My name is Nancy Robinson, and we're here in Charlotte, North Carolina, filming for Supreme Master Television. This is a Southern vegan cook show, and I've been asked to do something on Southern soul food. So what we've chosen is a very common, typical breakfast in the South. And first we will do soy sage biscuits. That means biscuits with vegan sausage. And then we will do scrambled tofu instead of scrambled eggs. And then we will talk about grits, which is the same as making rice, and red-eye gravy, which might be new to some of you. So I have three things to show you. We'll start first with the biscuits. The ingredients, we have 2 cups of unbleached flour, 2 teaspoons of baking powder, and it's usually about a half teaspoon of salt, and I just sort of guess at it, and about a 1/4 cup of oil, or 3 tablespoons would be fine, and about 1 cup soy milk. In the South, we've always grown up with buttermilk biscuits, but of course that means animal milk, and we don't do that anymore. So what you do to make soy milk sour is to add 1 tablespoon of lemon juice or vinegar to the soy milk. Put it in your microwave on high and curdle it for about 1 minute, and you have sour milk. So that's how the biscuits go, and we'll start with those. All right, put flour on the board, then your biscuit dough, now biscuits are not kneaded. K-N-E-A-D. You don't knead biscuit dough like you do yeast bread. You just mix it up. And we're going to roll this dough into a rectangle.
Okay.
Now, I didn't cut this yet because I would like to show you if you've never used this. This is called Gimme Lean Sausage. It's made of soy and other grains and so on, and it's very well seasoned, so you don't have to add anything to it unless you're like my son and some other people here who add hot pepper flakes to everything. But I like it just like it is, and it's called ground sausage style. And you can get this in a lot of supermarkets. You don't have to go to any specialty stores. So I'm going to show you how to make the spread for the biscuits. We're going to add some things to this one. I'm going to add a little bit of green pepper, and the amount's not that important. I have about 2 tablespoons here in my hand, maybe 3. And we'll just mash that up. Again, if you'll oil your hands, it's much easier. All right, a little bit of soy milk. Now, again, if you have unsweetened soy milk, that's better. You don't want these things to taste sweet. And the purpose of the soy milk in the soy sage is simply to make it spreadable on the biscuit dough. That's all. It's not even for a taste, it's just to make it spread. And if you have some of the soy sage left over, just slice it and fry it, like you usually do. All right, then we want to roll it up from the wide side of the rectangle. And you don't have to press it while you're rolling it. You don't need to do it tight. That's not the purpose. So roll it up. And a long knife is good to help pick it up as you go along. Tuck in the ends, seal the edge a little bit, and it's even easier if you want to keep a bowl of water with you and just dip the knife in it, it's easier to cut. But cut these about 1/2 inch thick, and then just pick it up and place it on your baking pan, and with the soy sage biscuits, it's best to oil the pan just a tiny bit. For plain biscuits, you don't oil the baking pan. But for the soy sage biscuits, they're going to cook just a little bit longer and they tend to stick to the pan if you don't oil just a little bit. Place the biscuits close together, just like you do if you bake regular biscuits. And you will have about 20 from this one roll. So we'll pack this up and bake it later, but I just wanted to show you how to do it. And if you have a big pizza pan, that's good. You can get them all on there at one time, or you can do several small pans, whatever you use. Just remember to use a tiny bit of canola oil in your pan because olive oil is too strong. And you don't want an olive oil taste in this meal. So there we go with the soy sage biscuits. Now, ovens vary, of course, but my oven for soy sage biscuits, I do 425 degrees Fahrenheit for about 15 to 20 minutes. You want to check them after about 18 minutes, actually. And so when they just start turning a little golden or crisp around, then they're done. sausage biscuits are baking in the oven. We're going to do scrambled tofu. Not scrambled eggs, but scrambled tofu. Much fresher taste and good for you and just wonderful. You have to learn to make scrambled tofu. So with scrambled tofu, I use the soft tofu in a tub or 2 boxes of tofu, the silken tofu that you buy on the shelf at the store. 2 of those it takes because they're just about 10.5 ounce. Now, we usually do this, of course, in the big frying pan on the oven. Here's all you do. Put a little bit of oil in the pan. Saute your onion and green pepper and red pepper, whatever you want to add to it. You might not want to add anything except your own seasonings. And then at the very end of your salt and pepper, if that's what you want to use, which most of us have done, add just a little bit of turmeric, which is great for color, and you've probably seen it in many Indian stores and Indian restaurants, but it's in your regular store. So that's mostly for color, and some people think it's good for your immune system and so on. So here's what we're going to do today is just mix it in the bowl instead of in the frying pan. So we won't need the oil right now. You have to mash all the water out of the tofu. And then you can even put it between paper towels to get all the water out because it's pretty runny. So we will just mash it all up in the bowl today with the potato masher again. And then you can just put it all in the pan with a little bit of oil and scramble it. And I also add just a little bit of soy margarine when I'm doing scrambled tofu. Just add some flavor. Raw tofu in this case will not do. Raw tofu is good if you are having a cold tofu salad, but in scrambled tofu you want it hot and you want it to cook a little bit. So we'll add just a little bit. Again, you're going to saute the onion first and the peppers, but we can add just a little bit now. It won't hurt the taste. And peppers. Salt and pepper. And a little bit of turmeric. And this makes a beautiful dish with the turmeric. Just a little bit of yellow or a lot, it's up to you. And if you want southwestern United States scrambled tofu, you might want to add a little bit of taco sauce like my friend Shirley Johnson does, or some kind of Mexican sauce or peppers to it. That's a southwestern scrambled tofu. So there you are. You see what a pretty color that is. You can make it darker, of course. And you're just going to scramble that around in your frying pan with some canola oil and a little bit of margarine if you want to, till it's good and hot. All right, now next I'm going to talk about grits and red-eye gravy, which is probably new to most of you outside the South. That's our next project.
We welcome you back to join us tomorrow on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. Ms. Nancy Robinson, author of the acclaimed cookbook Around the World Vegan Style, will continue with making a unique Southern favorite, red eye gravy. The sausage biscuits will come out of the oven and will have a taste, along with the scrambled tofu. It'll be a scrumptious feast. We'll see you then. Nancy Robinson's 312-page cookbook, Around the World Vegan Style, with 700 delicious recipes, can be ordered on Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com.
For more details, please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/VEG.